check directly to me.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 29th, 2016. The county auditor reminded us all on Friday that this is the last time that we're going to meet at the Commissioners Court during a leap year day for 28 more years. So I don't know if any of us will be around now, but...
I've been 78.
But... any event, we are going to begin this meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Father, we come before you one more time. I ask that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this church. God, we ask each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Father, I ask that you keep them. Holding his love among his survivor, those families who have loved ones away, fight by the night. Lord, we ask that you keep us strong and remember each family that is going through this election. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
All right, we can begin our agenda a little bit out of order today, and we're going to go to item A under engineering, which is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Carol Foster for 13 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Engineering Department and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item? Commissioner Weaver moved it, and somebody seconded it. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Carol, would you like to come up to the lectern and I will read this resolution? This, whereas Carol Foster has dedicated over 13 years serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas she began her career with Jefferson County in the pretrial release department in July of 2002. Whereas Carol Foster transferred to the engineering department in April of 2008 and began serving as secretary for the department and greatly contributed to the mission of the engineering department by providing many essential services and outstanding customer service to the citizens of Jefferson County. Whereas she has provided oversight and management for the vast file and record storage system required by the engineering department through hard work and commitment to excellence. Whereas she is recognized for her devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County during the numerous disaster relief projects and grant programs administered through the engineering department. Whereas she will definitely be missed by the engineering department for her courtesy and genuine concern to those in the department outside the department, her daily routine as the voice of the department. Therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Carol for her many years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Carol, would you like to say anything or introduce anybody who's here with you? Thank you. And Don, would you like to say anything? Or something approximating a Rolex. try. Back to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for IFB for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies to Jefferson County with Bob Barker Company, Inc., Charmtex, ICS Gel Supplies, Inc., Shoe Corp. of Birmingham, and Tab Textile Company, Inc. for a third additional one-year renewal from March 8, 2016 to March 7, 2017. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a contract amendment with Rico USA, Inc. for an exchange of equipment included on the original contract, and that will exchange 15 Rico SP5200DN and one Rico SPC83IDN printer with 13 Rico SP5200DN printers and two Rico SP452DN 4520DN printers and one Rico SPC831DN printer with maintenance for the county clerk's office for amended contract total of $19,662.66. Item C was replaced by item E on the addendum. Item D is consider and approve disposition of child property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And item E on the addendum is consider and possibly approve an interdepartmental transfer from the courthouse restoration project of 6 desks, each with a hutch, to the district attorney's office and a safe to the treasurer's office as authorized by local government code section 262.011. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Airport, we have two items. Item A is to receive and file and executed letters of intent for ground lease between Jefferson County and Glow Investment Group regarding development of the airport property. Item B is to receive and file and executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, the City of Nederland, and Nederland Economic Development Corporation regarding development of the airport property. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded.
I want to make sure that we have it clear, and this is just an item to go out for negotiation to, and it will come back before us as a court to review and approve. I want to make sure I'm correct on that. And we do have the option to look at the every line item in that particular document when we come back.
Right. This is a letter of intent. We will, the airport and Glow Investments, once they've done their due diligence, will enter into negotiations for a contract for a ground lease of the property, and that would have to be approved by Commissioner's Court. Or actually, under the transportation code, it doesn't have to be, but that's our rule.
Okay.
We require all contracts from the Commissioner's Court. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is regular county bills, check number 417-772 through 418-041. Have a motion on that one. Motion moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item B is consider and possibly approve an overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement to Auger Services, Inc. for utility work and mobilizing equipment for Power Poles Foundation at sites from Old Nome Road to North Broadway Street in Precinct 1. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That completes our regular agenda item. We do have another agenda under District Attorney. A is immediately following Commissioner's Court, the announcement of an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purpose of receiving information regarding matters that may require litigation. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I just like to bring to the attention of the court, remember tomorrow is March 1st and it's election day. We need you to go out and do your duty, vote. We appreciate everybody voting.
Yes, sir. If there's nothing further, then we are recessed into closed session.